Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Lindsay. I'm the general manager of Buckley Newspapers. We have the Smith County Reformer, Jasper County News, and Laurel Impact. And I'm also the editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you're having a great week. And of course, I want to thank everyone who listened to the Jasper County News Episode 3 podcast. Thanks for tuning in there. And make sure to subscribe to the Jasper County News newspaper. We have rates as low as $30 per year for a subscription. Make sure you get one of those subscriptions. Also, you can find links to podcast hosts that we are on, that the Jasper County News podcast is on. That's pinned to the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page. So if you want to listen on Spotify or YouTube or whatever you desire to listen to it on, you can find those links where to take you straight to our podcast or whichever website you want to listen on. So like me, tell y'all I'm a Spotify user, but if you want to listen on YouTube, we're on there too, so you can listen anywhere that we have a link available to. Well, let's go ahead and get in the discussion of this week. If you've looked outside or had to be out in the weather, you will notice raindrops are falling. They've been falling for, it seems like, pretty much all week, it feels like. We have needed the rain. We've been in a drought, but with that, we see a few thunderstorms. I believe, unless something has changed, Jasper County is under a severe thunderstorm warning as of Thursday and around lunch when we're recording this podcast. So make sure to keep up with any updates. I try to keep the social media pages updated. If anything comes up, if there's a breaking weather update, I try to make sure that it's up on the page to keep people informed. So make sure to keep an eye out there. Make sure to keep your ears and your eyes open. I know there's doesn't seem to be a threat of any tornado activity, but that could always change. So always be aware and always be cautious. But we definitely do need the rain. We have been in a drought, so really, really needed this. So anyway, moving on. We had a couple of interesting stories in the paper this week. One of those was something that I had actually been talking with Police Chief, Bay Springs Police Chief Daniel Gilmore about. Back on December the 11th, there was a burglary attempt where Bay Springs police officers, they rolled up on three suspects who were trying to break into, I believe it was a storage shed, or what Chief Gilmore was telling me, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning on Bay Avenue, close to Piggly Wiggly. And officers approached the suspects and obviously saw that they were trying to break into the shed. And they subdued two of the suspects, but one suspect ended up getting away from them and going through the woods and fleeing. And while they had the other two suspects and trying to deal with them, he was able to leave. The third suspect was, but they subdued the first two suspects and arrested them and all that on December the 11th. Well, about a month later, the third suspect was apparently in Hattiesburg and had car issues, and a police officer pulled over. From what I understand, police officer pulled over to try to help the guy and noticed, maybe by running his tag or something like that, that he was wanted in the event in Bay Springs, and he arrested that guy there exactly 1 month later on January the 11th. So the three suspects was Alyssa Hillman, Yate Johnson, I hope I'm saying that right, and on January the 11th, Michael Oswalt was arrested. All three suspects were not from this area. They were from out of town. And Chief Gilmore has said that they've had a couple of incidents where people from out of town have come to Bay Springs and tried to start something or tried to flee from other counties or cities. So he said he doesn't know why they're coming to Bay Springs, but if you come to Bay Springs, you're going to get arrested if you're up to no good. And of course, while we were talking, he did want to commend his officers. There was different officers who've stepped up and done great jobs. And he said, I just want to commend all of the department for doing a great job recently, and how they approach people, even if it's just a routine traffic stop. He said they're trying to put an emphasis on approaching people in a polite way, in a non-confrontational way, and things like that. And I told him this, that a few weeks ago, I think it was about a week before Christmas, I was taking some pictures of the Christmas lights around Bay Springs, and an officer pulled up and was like, "Hey man, everything good? You all good?" And we just had a short conversation there, and it was just a way, non-confrontational. You know, there wasn't anything like that happening. He just had a conversation with me and wanted to know if everything was okay. And I really like that. So the department has been putting a emphasis on that of trying to approach people, even if they suspect something is suspicious going on, right? Approaching it in a non-confrontational way, and it's been able to keep situations from escalating in any way. So I want to commend the Bay Springs Police Department, Chief Gilmore, and our Jasper County Sheriff's Department is also the same way. Sheriff Randy Johnson, great sheriff, and deputies that he have there, very professional. So we have good police departments between Bay Springs, Heidelberg, and Jasper County Sheriff's Department. We have really good officers and deputies there, so we want to commend them, and obviously Chief Gilmore did, and every chance that Sheriff Johnson gets, he commends his officers for a job well done. So just wanted to give them a shout out, and you can read more of that story that I talked about in the paper. Well, another thing that happened was the city board, the council meeting, they moved pretty quickly in their meeting last week, but one of the things that was discussed was putting up new fencing around the ball fields at the West Jasper Recreational Facility. Fields, I believe it's 1 and 2, that fencing had kind of washed out, I guess, with rain and things that had been going on. The fencing was getting in a place where it needs replacing. And the city board discussed it at the board meeting with getting it with the Jasper County Board of Supervisors to maybe split the field cost and things like that. So I think they're going to end up moving forward. They're going to try to get some bids and take bids on there. And it'll be something to follow up with. But the initial thoughts of what I came away with from talking with the city board and hearing them discuss it, and then at the Board of Supervisors meeting it was brought up, I feel like they're probably going to try to split the cost of the fields and the fencing on the fields and all that. And of course, they get advertising for that. The fields put the signs and stuff like that, so they get advertising from the council and the Board of Supervisors. So that's how they're able to do that. But I think that the fields, the fencing is probably needed. I know that they talked about it. It was in dire need, the people who came and told them about it. So we've had some, apparently the youth leagues and kids leagues, they've been doing very well. I know they went pretty deep into postseason play last year. So they're doing some good things there, and little young athletes are excelling there. So it's always good to make sure that the fields and all are kept up right. So anyway, moving on into some more news. Jones College's third president, Dr. Terrell Tisdale, he passed away last week. Dr. Tisdale was the third president of Jones College. He was the first president, I believe, to go to Jones College and go to that local ag school there. So he was selected as the third president in 1970. So keep the family in your thoughts and prayers. So remember them. And I'll probably have a follow-up article in the paper next week about that. Moving on into sports, but still sticking with Jones College, the Jones College men's basketball team, they extended their win streak to 6 games, and they moved to 14-3 overall and 1-0 in division play as they beat Hines 86-69 last Thursday night. The men's Bobcats, there, you got a good thing going on, and I'm wanting to try to get out there and take some pictures and cover them one night whenever I don't have a high school game going on. So I want to try to get out there. But they seem to be playing well, and Moving around along, and 14-3 overall is a pretty dang good record. In high school hoops action, Silva Bay. I think I might have jinxed them, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Made a tweet Monday night talking about that they were on a 12-game win streak and hadn't lost in 2 months and all this stuff before they played Lamar Christian. They hosted Lamar Christian Monday night, and lo and behold, what happens? They lose in overtime. They lost 43-40. Honestly, though, it was a great ball game. First game that I've had in a while that went to overtime. Lamar Christian, pretty good team, and Silva Bay, a good team in their own right too. It was everything that was advertised. Silva Bay went to Lamar Christian back, I think it was in December, and they won that game 41-40. So very similar fashion, if it seems like, at least from the box score, as the last game. But man, Brody Boyd, he finished with 24 points. He had the team's first 12 points. Silva Bay struggled a little bit offensively. I don't know if it was so much as Lamar holding them up, or if they just could not get the ball to go in the basket, simply put. Seemed like that they were having a little bit of trouble offensively, and they never could pull away. Lamar Christian stayed right in the hunt the entire game. There was a couple of buzzer beaters, one by Lamar Christian, and then Tristan Rogers hits a deep three at the end of the third period. But just a great game, great atmosphere. Man, that's probably the loudest that I've heard Silva Bay be in a long time as far as a basketball game. Might be the first time I've heard them be that loud. It was just a crazy good environment. It was hostile and rowdy. And I love that with basketball. You get fans hollering and screaming and just cutting up. I mean, just put it in my veins. I love it. There's nothing like it. And as I get older, I think I'm kind of drifting more into liking basketball maybe more than football. I don't know if you can beat a high-intensity football game, right? But, man, there's just something about a hot gym, and fans are so close to the court. And I don't know. It's electric to me. So it lived up to the hype that I thought it would be. The girls, they did not come out on the winning end either. They lost 49-21. They fought 11-9 and 4-5, I believe, in district play. At least that's according to Max Prep. So the girls struggled. Then you had Heidelberg. I went there last Friday night, and watched them play. Man, the Lady Oilers, they are on a different level right now, let me tell you. They absolutely dominated the North Forest Lady Eagles from start to finish. After the first period, I believe it was 24-3. Thought I was on the football field watching a football game with that score, but no, it was in the gym, and they end up winning that game. I believe it was 54-14. Mariah Farrell, she had 14 points, 6 rebounds, and a pair of assists and steals for the Lady Oilers. And I think the girls, I think they're heating up at just the right time. You know, I talked to head coach Broderick Hall about that, and he said they're just coming in every night with having that championship mentality. You know, they made it to the championship game last year and came up just a little bit short. But those girls are 1 year older now. They're a little bit more mature, and I see it from a standpoint from what they were last year to what they are this year. Of course, they lost a little bit, of course, graduating. But, man, those girls that were really young, they're getting a little bit more mature. And I feel like that's almost that way at Heidelberg in general. You know, you look at their football season, they go to the state championship for the first time. First time in school history. They go there, and they're led by a freshman quarterback. They got freshmen and sophomores, underclassmen, all over the field. And it's the same way with girls basketball, is they're young, but, man, they're so talented. And if they can just harness emotions and play – at the level that I know that they're capable of, they'll be sitting in Jackson again, vying for a state championship. Meanwhile, the boys, they fell 47-40. They're just a little inconsistent, I feel. They seem to just be playing catch up the entire night, and there's talent there. There is talent there, I will say. They're just a little bit behind overall. So Javier Bramlett, speaking of the boys game, he had 13 points for the Oilers. He led scores there. But, man, I'm really, really excited to see what the girls do. Even the boys, you know, they still have a chance. You know, you get in tournament time and things like that, and you never know what can happen. But right now, you know, I keep going back to it. I think that the Bay Springs Lady Bulldogs are probably the best overall team in the county. And then you've got the Heidelberg Lady Oilers and then the Silver Bay Boys. I think those teams are great. You got other teams who are in transition and rebuilding. You know, the Stringer Boys and Girls, Silver Bay Girls, they're all rebuilding. And even that way for the Heidelberg Boys, I think they're in a little bit of rebuilding mode. Speaking of Bay Springs, actually, Bay Springs Girls, they went to Newton County Friday night and beat Newton. The boys did fall to Newton. So I think the boys, though, they're right there. Like, I can see that Coach Mackey has got them going. And, you know, we've talked heavily about them and what I think about them. But, you know, I think that, you know, they go to Newton and lose. But then Newton comes over here to Bay Springs and the Newton team loses. So, you know, you never know what will happen on a neutral site. But overall, we've got some exciting hoops action in Jasper County. So, well, moving on to the NFL, my team is out. I wasn't expecting them to beat the 49ers. Can't say that I was expecting it. But, they played so well. Green Bay gave them everything they had. I told a friend of mine, you know, I watched Aaron Rodgers for a long time not try to be a gunslinger. And Aaron Rodgers is great of a quarterback as he is. He's an all-timer. There was times where I just wished that he would just heave the ball up, give me a little bit of Brett Favre, and whatever happens, happens. And when Green Bay got the ball on the last possession, I was in a Discord call with a couple of friends, and I told them, I said, I just want Jordan Love to try to make a play. And if it's intercepted, it's intercepted. And he throws the interception, of course, and San Fran wins the game. But the future's bright. We got one of the youngest rosters in the NFL, and I'm excited. Jordan Love deserves a contract. There's a lot of guys that they're going to be coming up, and they deserve contracts. Man, Jalen Reed, love that guy. You got Malik Heath, you know, Mississippi product. He made plays this year. So, you know, I'm excited for what the future holds for Green Bay, but just seems like the 49ers have a number, and they've had it for a long time. So hopefully we can get over that hump. And then, meanwhile, that sets up the NFC and AFC championship where you have the Ravens and the Chiefs. Mahomes, I saw the stat Sunday night. He's had 6 straight AFC championship appearances as a starter. That is absolutely insane. That is Tom Brady made over. And then on the other side, you have Detroit and the 49ers. And look, here's where I'm at. I almost just want the meteor to hit in that in that game. I love everything about Detroit because they're just underdog and gritty, tough team. But they're Detroit, y'all. They're in the north, and I just don't want them to have that leg up on Green Bay. But there's so much to love. You know, I'm from Wayne County, and you've got Benito Jones, who is from Wayne County, and he's such a good kid and just a farm boy, man. He's such a good guy, and I got to watch him since he was like an 8th grader, and he's played in the NFC Championship now, and there's just so much to root for. But that part of me that's a Packers fan is like, I can't do it. And then on the other side, you have San Fran, who just beat us after we controlled that game. And it's just, it's tough, y'all. I don't know what I want. So I will, whatever happens, I will probably be rooting for the AFC team in the Super Bowl, which is even more of a confliction because I'm an NFC guy. I like the NFC more than I like the AFC. So it is what it is. I guess I just got to deal with it. But anyway, I thank everyone for listening. I hope that you have a great day. I hope that you have a great week and a blessed one. And we will see you all next week. Thank you so much again for listening.